Now, you can't pay a check that does not exist.
All right. But believe me, there's been some mistake.
No, no mistake, I assure you. For you, there shall never be a check, Mr. Peterkin.
Now back to Dick Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
Oh, Blackie, you won't forget to get that watch for my cousin, will you?
Don't worry, Mary. The jewelry store is open until 9 tonight. You'll have it this evening.
The one we saw in the window?
Mm-hmm. I think she'll like it, don't you?
Well, if you see one you think she'll like better, get it. You know more about watches than I do.
10-11 Dale Avenue, miss. Here we are.
Hold the flag, driver. I'm going on.
Right.
Don't bother to see me to the door, Blackie. I'll be all right.
You always are. I'll call you later.
Now, you won't forget to get that watch, will you?
Right, Mary. I promise. I'll have a messenger deliver it.
Thanks, darling. Night.
Night. 51 Sunset Parkway, driver, and step on it.
You don't have to tell me where you live, Mr. Peterkin.
What did you call me?
Mr. Peterkin, Mr. Peterkin.
Now, wait a minute.
And if you think this haul is going to cost you anything, you're wrong.
Now, look here.
It's
for
a pleasure to have you in my cab, so there's no charge. Not for the famous Mr. Peterkin.
Good evening. I'd like to see a watch, please, like the one you have in the window there.
I think you mean this one, don't you, sir?
Yes, that's it.
It's a lovely thing.
How much?
$90, sir, but naturally...
Naturally what?
Naturally, there'd be no charge for you, Mr. Peterkin.
Now, wait a minute. My name is Boston Blackie.
You're very modest, Mr. Peterkin, but I happen to know who you are, and I'm proud to give you this watch.
I tell you, I am not Mr. Peterkin. I'm Boston...
Please, Mr. Peterkin, I meant no offense.
Look, this is the third time in the last hour that someone has called me Mr. Peterkin. I am not Mr. Peterkin, and I am not accepting the watch without paying for it. Here's $90.
But I couldn't take the money from Mr. Peterkin.
Maybe you can't take it from Mr. Peterkin, but you can take it from me. And take it from me, you're taking that $90. Here. And do me a favor, will you? Believe my name is Boston Blackie. Do you understand?
Of course, I understand. Your name is Boston Blackie, Mr. Peterkin.
Oh, Mary, the watch is beautiful. You shouldn't have done it.
You really like it, Trudy?
Like it? It's the most beautiful watch I've ever seen. But you've certainly spent a lot of money on just an ordinary cousin.
I haven't spent it yet. Blackie got it, and I haven't paid him for it. And besides, you're not just an ordinary cousin.
Oh, it's lovely, Mary.
Oh, I told Blackie not to have it engraved for you. Until after you'd seen it, that is. Now, be honest with me, Trudy. Is it really the kind of watch you like?
Oh, who wouldn't like a watch like this?
Well, all right, then. You can have it engraved this evening. Blackie said he got it at Brandon's. That's not far from here. We can run right over.
Oh, I'd like to, Mary, but my train leaves at midnight, and there are some things I have to do downtown before train time.
Oh, I see.
I'll have it engraved when I get back.
Well, all right, I guess that... Wait a minute. I can take it over to Brandon's for you. I can have it engraved and send it to you.
Oh, Mary, would you take it over to the jeweler's for me? That'd be wonderful.
Well, sure. Let's see. It's, 8 o'clock now. I can take the watch to Brandon's right away, call for it tomorrow, and send it to you then.
You're sure it won't be too much trouble?
Trouble? This, Trudy, promises to be the least troublesome night of my life. Knock on wood. Oh, Blackie, please be home, please.
Oh, Blackie, please, please.
Hello?
Oh, Blackie, this is Mary.
Hello, Mary. How'd your cousin like the watch?
Never mind about the watch. Come down to Brandon's jewelry store and right away.
What's the matter?
Plenty. Mr. Brandon's... Oh, Blackie, Mr. Brandon's dead.
Brandon's dead?
Murdered. What do I do now? I never found a body before.
Turn off the lights, pull down the shades, lock the front door, and I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Open up, Mary. It's Blackie.
Coming.
Are you all right?
I don't know. I think I've aged.
Sure. 20 whole minutes. Where's the bunny?
It's over there behind the counter. You want me to turn on a light?
No, raise the shade a little bit, will you, at the window? The street lamp will